You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Have you wondered how can you get out of the rat race? Tired of the 9-to-5 job, working to make someone else richer, investing in someone else's dream? Well, morning enthusiasts, you are not alone. And today's guest is an investor who will teach us how you can escape the rat race and teach us the 10 rules of real estate investing. Morning enthusiasts, welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. My name is Lou Need, your host, and today I have the honor of introducing a very special guest, Marco Santarelli. Marco is an investor, author, and founder of Norada Real Estate Investment, a nationwide provider of turnkey cash flow rental properties. Since 2004, he has helped over 1,000 real estate investors create wealth and passive income through real estate. He also is the host of the top-rated passive real estate investing podcast. Marco, welcome to the show.
Lou Need, it is great to be on your show. I'm very excited to talk to your audience.
I am super excited you are here because the notion of the rat race has been, you know, floating around for years. How do you get out of the rat race? How do you become, how do you start investing and actually equate getting your expenses taken care of by passive income, right? So today I would love to hear from you as an expert, how to escape the rat race, what is turnkey real estate investing, and also the 10 rules of successful real estate investing?
Well, the answer to the first question of how do you get out of the rat race, the answer is surprisingly simple. Now, that doesn't mean that it is easy to get to that point, but anybody can do it. The answer is this. You just need to create enough passive income that exceeds your monthly expenses. If you can do that, then you've essentially exited the quote-unquote rat race. You've become what I call financially independent. You're not relying on a W-2 income or income from other sources in order to survive because you are making money while you sleep. So the simple answer is you just need to create enough passive income to support yourself. Now, should you stop there? No, not necessarily. You should probably have 2 to 3 times your existing income in passive income just to have a lot of cushion and comfort, you know, a comfort zone. But that really is the simple secret to escaping the rat race.
It's like the cash flow game by Robert.
Yeah, it's that's exactly it. The whole premise of that game is to learn how to invest or to invest your way into enough passive income that you no longer need to work for earned income or active income.
Mm-hmm. So that's getting wealth. Once you are able to live off your passive income, that it pays off your monthly expenses, then you are moving towards the wealthy side, right? So can you differentiate what the difference between being rich and being wealthy?
Well, the way I look at it is being rich means you're just sitting on a big pile of money, a big chunk of cash. You know, it's there. You can spend it. You can, you know, siphon off of it. You can live off of it, but it's a fixed amount. It's not growing. And if anything, it's shrinking. It's shrinking because you're spending it, and it's shrinking because of inflation. But the difference between being rich and being wealthy is that wealth is measured in time, not by dollars. So when you're wealthy, you have the ability to live month after month and year after year because you have income coming in. You have, whether it's, you know, a check in the mail or dividends or income from your rental properties, you have income coming in. And so really that is true wealth. Now, wealth can be measured in other ways. You could be wealthy in terms of health. You could be wealthy in terms of health. You could be wealthy in terms of just whatever you're abundant in your life. So wealth can come in different forms and flavors. It's not just monetary.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. And then to be wealthy, it's a holistic approach. It's being able to be healthy, have healthy relationships, and also have a healthy bank account.
Right.
Let's talk about Robert Kiyosaki, because I know you're an investor, you're into investing, and Robert talks about the cash flow four quadrants. Even as a self-employed, you're still not, that's not ideal, because you're currently still, again, you know, you don't have the time, right? Because when you own a business, you are investing a lot of your time into it, right? You're working 60 plus hours. That is still not wealth, because you're saying wealth is, being wealthy is having time. That's your biggest asset.
Correct. Yeah. So, you know, if you are an employee, you are essentially exchanging time for dollars. If you're self-employed, oftentimes you're doing the exact same thing. You're exchanging time, but more valuable time, because you're a professional, whether you're a doctor, a dentist, an attorney, a CPA, you know, it's still, you are now the business. You're not working for a business, but you're still exchanging time. But when you actually have a business that you can leverage and scale systems, and you can leverage and scale using other people's time, then you have a business. And so the business allows you to leverage other people's efforts to create larger results for more people at a faster rate. And that, you know, is a machine. You can think of it like an investment, but that can create passive income, because a true business is a system that generates income. You know, think of McDonald's, like a franchise. And then, that fourth quadrant that he talks about is really the investment quadrant. That's truly where you're taking earned income and converting that into passive income. And then that passive and portfolio income is what really creates wealth.
The goal is to become an investor and start investing to attain wealth. So tell us about, what are some of the rules for successful investing?
I have 10 rules for successful real estate investing. And I can skim over each of them without going into a lot of depth if you want me to do that, or we can just pick a few and go into depth. What would you like to do?
Let's pick a few and go into depth.
Okay. So the first rule is probably the most important one. And a lot of people don't put a lot of weight on this, unfortunately, but really it's all about investing in yourself first. And what I mean by that is educating yourself. You have to think of knowledge as a currency. The more you learn, the more you earn. And the more you learn, the better you're going to be at everything you do, particularly investing. It can take you from being an absolute newbie to becoming a good investor, and from being a good investor to becoming a great investor. And so the more you learn, the better off you're going to be in creating passive streams of income for you and your family. So I like to think of it as this: if you don't educate yourself, you're essentially doomed to follow other people's advice without knowing if it's either good or bad. You just don't know what questions to ask, nor do you have filters to understand whether the advice that's being given to you by your financial advisor, your real estate agent, your tax advisor, your attorney, you don't understand if they're giving you good or bad advice, because you have no knowledge and no frame of reference. Mm-hmm. When I talk to people, I often say, well, I usually ask them this question, and I'll ask you just to see what you say, but finish this following sentence: ignorance is
bliss.
Right. Well, that's what most people say. That's exactly what most people say, because that's all they've heard time and time again from other people. But my feeling about that is this: that ignorance is expensive. So what you don't know is costing you in terms of missed opportunities and bettering what you do have access to. So ignorance is expensive. So what you don't know is actually costing you money. It's costing you in lost opportunities. And you may have, you know, the opportunity of a lifetime staring at you in the face, and you wouldn't even know it if you weren't aware of it. And, you know, the only way to be aware of that is to have that competence and knowledge that you can gain by reading books and reading websites and, you know, listening to audiobooks and listening to podcasts like yours and mine and stuff like that. So it's not expensive to educate yourself. So there should be no excuse.
Right. YouTube University. That's why I refer to it. Audiobooks.
Yeah. So that's my first rule is educate yourself.
I like how you hone into it because it's crucial. It really is important to know your stuff, to just not rely on a financial advisor, to just not rely on the market, to just not rely on just other people's opinion, but to be able to decipher their opinion, right? To be able to know, to have some knowledge of your own. So I agree with you 100% on being able to educate yourself, not just on it, just investing, but also to develop yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So another rule I'll share with you is my fifth rule, number five, is be market agnostic. And, you know, you live in San Diego. I'm here in California, too. We're, you know, in a very pricey, expensive market. For the most part, it's really hard to find a deal here. And it's really hard to find anything that makes any financial sense. So the problem is that a lot of us, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners, live in expensive markets where things don't really pencil out. They don't cash flow. They're very expensive. That requires large down payments. It's probably unaffordable for many people. And when you actually look at it from an investment perspective, it doesn't make sense much, if any, at all. So when you understand that the United States is made up of hundreds, it's over 400 local real estate markets, what we call metropolitan statistical areas, you'll come to realize that there are opportunities all over the country. So if your market, where you live, doesn't make sense, that doesn't mean that your hands are tied behind your back and you can't become a successful real estate investor. You know, this is exactly what we do in our company here at Norada Real Estate is, you know, we help other people become successful real estate investors because we operate in 22 markets. We're market agnostic. And that all that means is that we're not married to any one market and neither should you as a real estate investor. So when you understand that all real estate is local and every market moves up and down independent of one another, and so whatever's happening in one market is different than what happens in another market. So you can invest and be successful in markets where it makes sense, where the economy makes sense, the fundamentals make sense. You know, you've got job growth, you've got population growth, and you can get properties that, you know, cash flow very well. So that's doable. I've been doing it for over 15 years from Southern California, over 2,000 miles away. So when you have the system in place and you have the right team of people in place, guess what? You can be very successful. And so just being market agnostic will help you become an objective, rational investor.
Yeah, why not go nationwide? There's better properties outside of your local area.
Yes, exactly.
Have you heard of Fundrise?
Yes, I have.
They do. Yeah, so they do real estate. They do it. They invest. They invest for you, but they do it again. They spread out throughout the whole country.
Right. That I believe that's more of a fund. You're not actually a direct owner in the real estate. You're part of a pool of funds that is invested in the real estate itself. So I'm not a big fan of that. I mean, it's okay.
Yeah.
It depends what you're looking for. For people who really, really want to be passive and just take a limited amount of capital and put it into essentially a pooled investment, you know, that's okay. But you put a lot of trust in that syndicator or that group. You know, you have to make sure you're dealing with reputable and honest people and that they're not going to disappear a year from now.
Right. Yeah, that's food for thought. So tell me, why is real estate the ideal investment?
Well, the word ideal is an acronym that stands for five things. And really, it's a perfect acronym because it is the ideal investment. It actually is the most powerful wealth-creating vehicle. It is the most historically proven investment. And it offers more power to the average person than anything else. So what it really means is this: real estate offers income, you know, it generates cash flow So when you have a tenant living in your property or your properties, they're paying, rental income every month. And you, once you deduct your expenses and your debt service, what's left over is known as cash flow. That's your net spendable income. So the fact that you can generate income every month and every year is a powerful factor when it comes to real estate. Another major benefit of real estate, which you really can't get in any other asset, is the fact that you can depreciate the properties for 27 and a half years. And that's a phantom deduction. You don't have to spend a single penny in order to get it. The IRS literally allows you to deduct every year for 27 and a half years a prorated share of the improvements on that property. The next benefit that you get from real estate is the equity growth from the amortization of the loan. When you have a tenant in your property, guess what? They're buying that house for you. They're paying off your mortgage each and every month. So every month you have a little bit more equity in that property. So your net worth has increased a little bit every month. So that's just equity growth from having a tenant in the property. And related to that is the fact that you have price appreciation, not necessarily every year, but over time, you have price growth. The property becomes more valuable over time. And we refer to that as appreciation. Some people refer to that as inflation. Some people call it, price growth. Whatever it is, the property becomes valued at a higher, well, I shouldn't always say valued, but the property becomes, I'll use the word valued because I like to differentiate value and price, but essentially it's valued more. And then last but not least is a very powerful thing about investment real estate, and that is leverage. You can leverage your investment, meaning that I can buy a $100,000 property with as little as 20% down. The bank, the lenders are tripping over themselves to lend me the other 80% of that purchase. So they're going to lend me 80%, but I own 100% of the property. I control 100% of the property, and I have 100% of all the benefits from that property. You can't do that with any other investment or asset class. So this is why real estate is an ideal investment.
Mm-hmm. And if you have tenants in there already, you like you said, they're helping you pay for the mortgage. They're helping you pay for your home. And that's why I know you specialize in particular in turnkey properties, right? Where they're ready to go, ready to be rented out.
Yeah, the bulk of what we sell are what we call turnkey rental properties. They're properties in about 20 or 22 different markets around the country. They're new or like new. They're tenant occupied. They're cash flow positive. They are professionally managed by management, a local management company. There's no repairs or deferred maintenance. You know, these are operating assets that you can acquire and build a portfolio with and just have monthly passive income from these things. And then over time, you know, your net worth is going to grow because the equity increases in these things. And then, you know, you get into some more advanced strategies where you can accelerate the growth of that portfolio and your cash flow. So, but that's exactly the business we're in. That's what we do, is we help people acquire those assets that we have in different markets around the country.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Now, I know and understand that real estate is considered a hedge against inflation. How does inflation help real estate investors?
The simple answer to that question is that when you understand that real estate is really just a bunch of sticks and bricks, concrete and copper sitting on a bunch of land, you realize that it's made up of commodities. That's what your real estate is made of. It's made up of commodities. And commodities are a natural hedge against inflation. As we have price inflation, you find that over time, the price of those commodities go up. So all that means is that as time goes on, it becomes more and more expensive. It's more costly to build that exact same house. So if I was to rebuild the house that, you know, you have or I have today that might have been built 20 years ago, well, 20 years ago, it might have cost $100,000 to build that house. But today it's, you know, $300,000 to build that house. You know, as prices go up for material and labor, so does the replacement cost of property. So So it's a natural hedge against inflation because it's made up of commodities.
Mm-hmm. Well put. Thank you for that clarification.
Sure. Thank you.
So, Marco, tell us about your morning routine. How do you get up, dress up, and show up in your life to run your firm, to have had a successful business for so long?
Well, I'm going to give you a two-part answer, and it's probably not the answer you expect, and it's probably not the same answer that anybody has ever given on your show. But generally, I get up anytime I want, whenever I want, however I want. I don't have to set an alarm in the morning and go to work because my business is my work and I love my work and it doesn't feel like work. So now, having said that, it doesn't mean I sleep in every morning. I actually like to hustle and I enjoy jumping out of bed and getting to my office and, you know, getting started on my next project and getting on the next phone call and helping investors invest in real estate. The reason for that is because we have a mission. I have a mission, which becomes my company's mission. And the company's mission is essentially to help 1 million people create wealth and passive income by putting them on the road to financial freedom with real estate. And so that's the driving mission. That's the why. And that is, why we do what we do. So my morning routine is really just, jump out of bed and, get running and start doing what we love to do here.
I love the way you add value. I believe Earl Nightingale said, if you want to make $1 million, add value to 1 million people.
That's right. And he's 100% right.
Yeah, you're on a road. Your mission, your life purpose right now is to help a million people with real estate investing and becoming and attaining the passive income.
That's right.
I love your passion and I love your purpose. Tell us about purpose, living a purposeful life.
I think the funny thing is that a lot of people never actually find out or discover what their purpose is. And many people don't really discover that until later in life, maybe their 30s, 40s, or even 50s. And that's okay. We don't all know what we are put on this earth to do initially. Sometimes it finds us. We don't go and find it. And, when we run into it and it resonates with us and we realize, oh yeah, that's what I love. That's what I love. And that's what I enjoy, and that's how I give back. And now it resonates with me. And I finally figured out what I need to do. Some people call it a calling, but whatever that is, whatever your calling is or your purpose, if you don't know what it is, and probably if you start thinking about it, you'll probably eventually figure it out. Like I said, at some point you find it or it finds you. I didn't know what it was for decades, like for many years. I finally discovered what it was. Oh, shortly after I started this business, I didn't know what it was at the time. I just recognized that there was a need to help people with investing in real estate. But then I realized, oh yeah, I'm good at this. This is what I should be doing.
And add tremendous meaning into your life.
Well, yeah. When you can impact the lives of other people, and I get emails all the time, people saying, hey, you changed my life. You put me on the course I never thought I would be on. And, you're helping me and my family. And, that's huge.
Yeah. Success is a byproduct of helping other people, of providing a service to help other people improve their lives.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
You nailed it, Marco. Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
You're very welcome. This was great. A great interview. Thank you.
Yeah. Tell us how can we connect with you?
Well, very simple. We have two websites. So either one, they both link to each other. So, one dovetails to the other. We're actually launching a new website here in a couple of weeks, which is going to be a new improved version of our existing mothership website. But our main website is noradarealestate.com, N-O-R-A-D-A, noradarealestate.com. And the sister website is actually the home of our podcast, and it's named after the podcast, and it's passiverealestateinvesting.com. And also, I have a book coming out soon, which I'll be giving away for free. and it's called passive real estate investing. So all three of them are named the same, passive real estate investing.
Taking a note, passive real estate investing. I will put that on the show notes so the listeners know to go on your website and check it out.
Yeah, that sounds great, Luneed.
Thank you so much for your time, Marco. I will see you at the top of your best morning routine ever.
Thank you.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.